Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Himself was the first missionary. He promised
arrival put the first missionary movement in action. The missionary spirit is not simply a phase of the gospel, not just a future of the plan of salvation, but it is very spirit and life. Whosoever is touched by the Spirit of God is inspired to spread the good news all over the world. I've read this morning, the missionary spirit may people ever pray for him. Prayer with this. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch me with your spirit, God, so that others may see more of Jesus Christ in me. I ask you, oh, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless me to be able to fellowship with great men and women. I ask that you lead me this next upcoming year. Lead me into the guiding light, oh, Heavenly Father. Allow it to shine upon me. Allow me to be that vessel that others can see, that vessel that can motivate others, that vessel that I may be that good friend, neighbor, employer. I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to put great men amongst me, that I can, that we can share the best of this life. I ask you to continue to have a hand in my finances, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to allow me to be the giver and not the borrower. I thank thee for these years that you allow me to see, oh Heavenly Father, and I ask that you continue to allow me to do the things in which you let me do, oh Heavenly Father. Being a part of Grudging, being a part of the Grudge Nation, I thank you for this right now. Thanks for all that you have shown me these many years, oh Heavenly Father. I ask that you allow me to continue this, oh Heavenly Father. I give thee thanks. All these blessings and more, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank y'all for being here this morning. It is truly, y'all give me a minute, I'm teary-eyed, but it's just heartfelt right now that I have this opportunity to just share with y'all. I've had such a great morning this morning. the wifey got up and, you know, cook a brother breakfast, and you know, I've been in the jacuzzi already and do what we do Mondays mornings. And you know, here I am with the brethren. This morning, honestly, I don't know how long I'm going to be on, but I do have some errands to run. For some reason, I've been having some bad muscle spasms, and I'm going to go get this thing looked at. Boy, this thing is about to the whole old bread man down. That's why I wasn't able to get down in Phoenix City over the weekend and check y'all out. Well, I was a little rough. But with that being said, I just want to say that I want to give thanks to the people who made this possible. I don't know if y'all know it, but today is the Prayer Man's birthday, and I wanted to definitely get on here and share this day. I thought about Godfather, what would he do? Seeing that I took off last Monday, I said, Godfather, even when Godfather don't feel like he want to get on the show, he get on the show. Even when the Godfather have troubles in his camp, he still get on the show. So I said, you know, I'm not the Godfather, true indeed. So I'm going to just get that straight right now. But the wife, he said, baby, you know, you have a lot of associates that like to, you know, get on Monday mornings and y'all kid around. You know, she is part of the crew as well. And she said, you know, they would definitely like to hear your voice this morning because, honestly, it's a holiday. But I am glad that I got in here because there are a lot of things that we need to discuss. And I want to discuss them with you. I want to know, you know, what are we going to continue to do with this grudge racing scene? How are we going to improve? How are we going to improve what is going on, man, with these promoters? How are we going to work together? And I know that this may be condescending as far as, you know, bringing this stuff up. But honestly, there's, you know, we're getting into the last part of the season here. And, you know, we got, what is this here? The day is the 20th. So we got a Halloween fling coming up, you know. Week after that, we got, you know, Mike Hill finale. And the week after that, I think it's who races after that? Somebody hit me with the next upcoming race after that. But we also have, you know, the big finale down in Orlando. No Guts, No Glory. I ain't gonna forget about that. Big Baller, I got it covered. No Guts, No Glory. December the 12th through the 14th, I believe it is. Man, all I'm going to say is I'm looking forward to these next upcoming races. I'm definitely, I don't think I'm going to hit the Halloween race due to the fact they have the Pine Tree Festival in Putnam County. No, not in Putnam County. It's in Sparta, Georgia. If y'all not doing anything and y'all are right here in Georgia, there we go. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Orangeburg, on the 1st. Thank you so much. Texas, November the 15th. Y'all know I got a lot going on this morning. I'm going to need y'all help, definitely. But I do want to say that I would like whoever was down in Phoenix City, I did get some updates on what went on down there. If anyone was down that way yesterday, hit the one button. Or if any of y'all would like to shoot out to anybody, hit the one button, because otherwise I would love to talk to all of us, you know, everybody. Definitely. We got somebody here. I guess they was at the race. 773-7115. 773-7115. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Brad, man? How you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Yeah, this kid in Chicago. What's happening, man?
Man, what's happening, kid? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I just had me a break, so I thought I'd call in and catch the show and show some support, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, kid. I really do. I want to ask you, what upcoming race are you going to make it to, kid?
We're going to get down there to Holly Springs race.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Trick or treat.
That sounds great. Yes, sir. Trick or treat.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good race.
Yeah, we'll be down there the weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go down here and see my boy. Got to go down here and see my boy Whitten, Mark, and Bobby Cole and all of them. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That'll work. Mm-hmm. That'll work.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm going to leave your mic open if you want to say anything. You know how to do it. You ain't no rookie to this game. Let me go on down and grab
right,
this
then.
Other one here. All right, kid.
All right.
I appreciate
right.
941-7259. 941-7259. Good morning.
Red man.
Hello.
Is that folks?
What's going
Red
on?
Man. Yeah, well. Yeah. This man, Red, bro. How y'all doing today on your show?
Hey, man, how you doing, my brother?
We're caught. I don't know if I can't afford it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, happy birthday, Brad. Happy birthday.
Hey, I appreciate
that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, Brad. Happy birthday to
you. Yeah. I don't want to say happy Mother's Day to you, Brad. Happy Mother's Day.
Swine, I'm gonna take that this morning. That's the slick way. That's the slick way, Swine. And then you
Brad,
I can see it.
Brad, yeah. You didn't take that out of the equation. Don't put them together again.
Come on with it.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brad. And I was gonna talk on the promoter thing, Brad.
It's gonna be kinda hard, Brad,
because I can tell you, being a promoter myself, I don't have to worry about. I don't know what the big issue on in the way a man throwing a race on top of another one. I know they don't say respect, but at the same time, a lot of these tracks got to make money too. You can't just call a track and tell, look, you need to shut down because I know it's getting cold. I got my rate going on. These people trying to make money because track don't make money. You know, a lot of track don't make no money in this area here in December, January. February. The reason why I think smoking on race be so popular because everybody else is cold, Brad. And plus, they got a good thing going. Everybody going to flock to that trying to get it over with. They're going to be the last thing going on. But as a promoter, Brad, all you can do, if somebody promote a race on top of yours, it should motivate you to promote harder. I don't see why it's such a big issue. Well, I'll leave the rest of that out there. I'm going to leave that alone. Brad, what type of air pressure do you put? I'm asking you a question. What kind of air pressure do I need to put in my car, Brad? You've been on me about it. We were talking about it. We started to call you earlier today. Let me say it like this. What type of air pressure for a 28-10-5, 10-inch wheel? I'm just saying that.
What brand of tire you
make run? I don't run all that white leather hang all on the outside of my car like that. I don't do that.
Work with me here. I do know exactly what your setup is, but I do that for the caller's hand. And your car is what, right at about 28, 2,900 pounds?
Nah, my car is 3,000 pounds, me sitting in it. 3,000.
Okay.
Anybody want to bet that?
I would definitely start out at about 14 pounds start out at 14 and just, you know what I mean, see what it lacks from there.
Okay.
I noticed that a lot of people with this tire stuff, everybody want to run 10 pounds, 12, you know,
yeah.
9. And they wonder why their car move on the big end, you know. And that's why, because low air pressure. You figure, you know, when you look at those tires and they get to adding power, they start squatting into the rim. The rims start digging into the asphalt. And next thing you know, you're just flattening your tire. It's going to expand. Well, you know, if it moves on the big end, if you just tap it just a hair, guess what? It's going to get swirly on you. That's because air pressure. So, you know what I mean? Me personally, in a car like that, I run high air pressure. I run 16, you know, 16, 17. When I run two.
On the motor.
And that,
you run that,
yeah.
I got that too. But I'm saying, you run that on the motor, you spray it on that high number two?
Yeah, I spray it on 16, yeah. That's what I ran in my G-Body Malibu. When I had that size tire, I ran 16-pound car. You seen my car, what did it do? So, I mean, I don't know. It's different strokes with different folks, but, you know, between 10 to 14 pounds on those Mustangs, what do y'all think? But not just, you know, help Mandrell out here. That was a question, but I want to stick to this right here, Mandrell. I want to ask you a question. I know that you know this now. This is, you know, these big boys talking here. Ain't nobody trying to knock no one, no organization, and no promoters. My question was, you know, this show here is just based on trying to better the Grudge Nation.
and trying to have an understanding on why we are doing the things we do, so we can really clearly see each other for who we are or what we believe in. I don't have a problem with anybody. You know, I came on here, I try to get along with every promoter, and I want to have a voice for everyone. Now, with that being said, we're all humans. We all make mistakes, you know what I mean? And I know I've made a bunch. But today, the reason I asked why or how can we come together so that all of us, because really and truly, you know, everybody wants us. Who, if you have a car, what do you want? If you have a car, man, Dre, what's the main thing you want for your car?
Man, that I want to do with it?
Yes.
Oh, I want to win, bro. And that's what I want to do with it. I want to win.
Where I was going with it, true indeed, you want to win, but really, wouldn't you like to have a sponsor for your car?
Oh, yeah. I take that first.
If you're a promoter, what would you want as a promoter?
I mean, to my a sponsor to do for me?
No, as a promoter, you want to be able to throw a nice race for the fans to come in and enjoy a great race. As a promoter, you want to pack the track. As a promoter, I mean, everybody is enough. There's enough out there for everyone. For a racer, there's sponsorship out there. Somebody's looking to do something. As a car owner, as a promoter, you know what I mean? There's opportunities out there for everybody to be lucrative in the game is what I'm getting at. As a driver, there's a lot of programs out there for you to better your game. It's just this industry of grudge racing has so many fruits that we need to start tapping into for the upcoming year. I mean, and the reason I went off on this is basically to ask, I want people to come on today and say, hey, what are you going to do for 2015? Because this is the season almost over with. What are you going to do to better your team or yourself for next year? And, you know, this is a new year for me. Today is my birthday. So this is a new year for me. So I want y'all to, you know, join in the festivities and say, hey, you know what I mean? As a promoter, you, Mandrell, you as a promoter, as a racer, an avid racer, you doing it all. You know what I mean? Right now, you've done races that have been so good as far as the street car community and promoting that. You came out, and I got to admit, I got to keep it 100. You've shown us your oil pan all year long. And, I mean, you know what I mean? You the Papa Willie.
Yeah,
honestly, you're going to get the belt for Papa Willie and the longest wheel stand. You're going to get that, hands down. I've already put in Grudge Inc. for you, that vote right there, hands down. You have got it.
Yeah,
so with that being said,
send my truck over here, my black. Send it over here.
Yeah,
I want it now.
We already. Let me grab this other call. We're going to think about that because everybody that heard the question, I need you listen, for my birthday present, for y'all that, none of y'all that send nothing or say happy birthday, y'all get on here, hit the one button, and tell me, for my present today, tell me how are y'all going to improve yourself for 2015. That's all I want. I just want to hear y'all.
You didn't give me time to answer that. That's all right,
Mandrake.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mandrake. You got the flow. Go ahead before I get to
the next. Do what I'm going to say for 2015. And look at everybody. All I can tell you is to be there. And this for me, too. But I'm saying it to everybody, too. You can bet what you can afford to lose, and at the same time, you're going to build a car, and Red's over there, and I should have been doing it one time. That's all I can tell you. You better write that down, because I'll open pack right there. And learn. And one more thing, learn how to take a L. Anybody can take that W. Everybody know how to ask them to take a W. I've seen a lot of them take a L, Red, and act the fool. Act the real fool.
You got to know how to lose. Just like you know how to win, you got to know how to lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm done, Brett. And I'm done. Swain, you want to talk on that, Brett? Swain?
Yeah, I was going to ask everybody on the line, though.
Macaroni on there, Kenny. What the show, Brett? If don't say nothing on my line, Brett, I'm hanging up on him. Let me see who all I got on here. I'm hanging up on him. They're going to talk today, Brett. Let's see. I know, I mean, yeah, I can't believe they're acting like this this morning. Oh, I got 10. Hold on, I'm going to call 10 3 times. Kenny going one. Kenny going twice. Kenny, forget it. Kenny's out of here, Brett.
Well, what are y'all doing? We all good. Good morning, Brett. Good morning, Brett. Good morning, Molly Maul. Good morning to you. How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? We hanging out. What's your thoughts on what you looking at?
2015. I'm in the part of the Brett, I understand.
Hey, Brett, I'll talk. Hey, Brett, I'll talk with Maul. Hey, call that line, Brett. Don't do it. Smoke, I want to congratulate you. Hey, I'm a graduate. I see you. I see you, 00. 00041, I see you. I'm coming to you next. Smoke, I want to congratulate you on runner up. But Smoke, I want you to give me an explanation. What happened, man? What happened?
I couldn't run the number, Brad. I lost. Couldn't run the number.
I understand. It happened to the best of us. Happened to the best of us.
Red, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that macaroni. What's your thoughts for the 2015 macaroni? Oh, who is that, Kenny?
Happy birthday,
hello?
Brett. Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm going to call Brett. Now I called his name three times. Now he want to talk.
Nah, I was outside the truck, man. Someone had to work for a living, man.
Oh, yeah, me too. All of us on this line ain't working.
I appreciate that, fella. I appreciate it.
Brett, what you say you going to do, Brett, to improve 2015? I didn't hear that part.
Well, I'm gonna say that for after, right about the show, when we get ready to end the show, I'm gonna give all that. So you have to stay tuned for that, Swine. You know what I mean? If you don't mind,
Brett,
you know what I mean.
Brett, all I ask you to do, Brett, is if you can, at one time get your car to work on 28, and if you do that, I give you the back tie. I'm going to mute.
let me grab this next caller here. 00041, good morning. How are you? Hello. 813-00. Yes, sir.
Bread man. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
Hang it in now.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Tip. Boy, you were looking good yesterday, Mr. Tip. I must admit.
Oh, yeah, man. You know how it is, man. Offense and defense, baby. Offense, defense.
Yeah.
You got to play both sides. But what I want to say, Brad, man, is happy. Hey, tell everybody, hey, how you doing on here, listening. And 2015, Mr. Tip Racing Program is on the push for another sponsor. We got a couple of people helping us out, and Lord knows we appreciate everything they do for us. And sponsorship is hard to get, but it's a lot out there for everybody. It's all in how you carry yourself. It's all in how you position for your race program. And sometimes it comes down to who's listening on these radio shows, too. You know, sometimes it comes down to a little thing like that, what you're saying on here and how you presenting yourself in your race program. And with that being said, I want to say... 2015, Mr. Tip is trying to promote some index racing. We have the first all index nationals down in Lakeland, Florida, and it's gonna be all index cars. They're gonna be headlines for a while. So if you think you can cut a tree or you can take the stripe, come on, it'll be January 17th down in Lakeland. We're gonna have all index. It'll be 750, 650. 550 junior dragsters, 590 bike, And we're even looking at running some little import cars too. So, you know, we're gonna try to bring the grassroots races back. This is where it all started. It started the grassroots racing, and people kind of use these guys for the fillers. You know, you got your big cars out there, all your fast cars, and they're using us to cool them down. So, I think it's time for them to be a headliner for a change. And that's what we're gonna do in 2015. We're gonna bring the grassroots racing back.
How about on your shakedown pad? Can we go out the back door? Can you and I go out the back door on your shakedown pad?
Out the back door?
Yeah,
I tell you what. You show up at the race, we and you go out at the back door.
Got it.
Ask him what he mean by the car. You know y'all at Lakeland. I hate for Mandrell to go out the back door at Lakeland. It won't be good.
Well, you know, he asked the question, I answered the question.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Lakeland. My brakes
work
good. I'm not worried about going out the back door.
He asked the question, I answered the question, Brad, man. Yeah, we can go out the back door.
Woo. Good.
Well, Lakeland is short, Mandrell.
You know, I ain't looking for a whole lot of build my motor and all this kind of stuff. You know, if you know, if you want to buy me a bottle of nitrous for every race or something like that. Those sponsorships you can't overlook.
Right.
Yeah, they go a long way. They go a long way.
Yeah, you know, it goes a long ways. And with that being said, Brad, I wanna commend you on something that I saw this weekend. I saw Promart do a burnout and blow the black tie on the driver's side. And they didn't know what was going on when it happened. But the header blew the collector off. The collector went back under the tie, threw the collector out back of the car. And thank God there was nobody standing behind the car because they had a 3-man limit with each car in the staging lane. And I said, man, I thought about you when I saw that, Brad. You know, they had one guy lining up, one guy down in front because pro miles do a long burnout. And then, you know, the guy's backing the guy up. And that was their job. And they had each guy had a tag around his neck. And each car that came up on the oil could have a 3-man team at the starting line. And all the other members was on the fence looking. They couldn't come up in there. And I said, man, I tell you what, I thought about you, Brad, man. I was like, man, that guy was lucky right there. There was nobody standing behind that car because it probably would have hurt him real bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, and
when you see stuff like that, it, you know, it brings us back to what we discuss on these shows. Like I said, it's just something to keep us aware. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's all it did. When you thought about that, hey, we've discussed that on these shows. We've discussed that. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing to bet. Look at the track you was at. I mean, you was at a top-tier track, and look what happened. It's just stuff happens like that. You know what I mean? Luckily, you know what I mean, the crew members, you know what I'm saying, was standing in the right place, you know, and no one was injured, you know, but that's a top-tier track, you know, and that's why, you know, I would love to practice those same things everywhere else. That way no one else gets injured. It was just me. I mean, we all talked about that because that's what the show was about, just making us aware of things that can happen, being proactive, not active, but being proactive so that we can react when things happen. That's what... part of what my new year is about, Swine. I almost gave it to you, Swine, but not yet. Mr. Tip, thank you. Let me grab this next one. Keep your mic available and come on in. 863-4142. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brad, man. Yeah, I want to say happy birthday to you.
Man, you know what? I really appreciate that, my brother, but that ain't good enough today. For my birthday gift, yes, you did say happy birthday, but I would like to know, what are your admirations and ambitions for 2015 when it comes to grudge racing, sir?
They pick out where I left off at, but this time to do a lot more travel.
So you're looking to do a lot more travel for 2015?
Oh, yeah, a lot more.
Are you saying to go to different racetracks, or are you just saying personal travel?
No, I did a lot of travel. I've been to Texas and all that this year just without a car. But this year I'm bringing my car.
Oh, okay.
I will be in South Carolina, Georgia. Maybe even go to wherever, Mississippi, whatever it is in February, if my car be right.
Who is that, Brett? This is Mr. Richard from Florida, the one that, you know, he beginning of the year, his ambition was to be Grudge Racer of the Year. No, not Grudge Racer, but New Incomer of the Year.
And a Camaro red.
Yes, the one in the white Camaro. Yes, that's who you're referring to, right? Yep, that's him.
Yeah,
that's
Christine,
the
one.
Yeah, you get on him. You own him, Andrea. You own him. But he's been in building mode as well. He has a Mustang coming out. It looks real nice. I got to admit, that guy's doing a great job. So keep up the good work, Richard. And you know, I look forward to seeing you 2015 as well. I hope all of us can make it out there. So I appreciate you coming on, and appreciate you. Oh, I didn't get your input on the promotion. Being a promoter, how do you think we can improve that? Just one quick idea.
I mean, just everybody keep doing what they're doing. I mean, if somebody gonna go through the track, they gonna go through the track. So I mean, just do what you do. Matter of fact, I'm even planning on throwing a big race in Florida to try to promote Grudge Racing in Florida again, because if it weren't for Baldy and Big Low and T5, Grudge Racing would be completely dead in Florida. So I'm going to put a little money out of my pocket to do a race in Florida just for the guys in Florida, so can I get some of them to come back out. And I'm not even a promoter. I just want to try to get it back.
That'll be good. That'll be real good. Well, I appreciate that, bro. Somebody got all the background noise. Thank you, Mr. Rich.
All right.
I'm going to do something, y'all, that we normally don't do on the Bread Man Show. There's a lot of folks on. I want to know who this 1-1 number is, because today I'm doing crazy stuff, but I don't know who it is. 1111. Good morning. How are you? 1111. How are you? Hello. Hello. Hello.
They don't want to talk, Brad. Whoever it is, Brad, you probably know them, and they know you probably. They don't want to talk.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Hey,
Brad, man. I met Mike Hill this weekend, man.
Oh, you did?
Got a chance to get a little conversation with him. He was down there with that pro with the guys, the Williams boys. Them boys showed out down there. They did good.
Y'all call Mike, get him on here.
Oh yeah. I'm
gonna get this other one here. Just 1-1. I got about 5-1-1-1. Let me click on you. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. Hello.
I wonder what they hired. Bread had to wipe. They were, Mike had to wipe that mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know somebody you know, Bread. Don't do that. You know somebody you know, Bread.
Hey, it's about five of them on here, man. It's about five of them. I don't know. I just always want to do that. And I always want to click on that and say good morning.
They want to be incognito, Brad. That's all. That's all I know who it is, bro. Hold on. Get Mike on here.
Yeah, get Mike on here. I need to holler at
him. On the time. What's going on, Brad?
What's going on, Mr. Evans? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about you, sir?
I'll be doing good. Let me go with sugar-free vanilla pound.
Born to me.
Got that. Hey, back to the hand. Back to what's at hand. Did anybody see the race in Feeding City? I would like to know. I know SVO showed up in Bama. And, you know, I've been trying to get with these brothers, man, and holler at them and, you know, fellowship at the track with them. They just slid in town on me, even though I was a little injured. But do anybody know if they actually ran the race with them and the white guy with the black guy? Let me flip back up to the front page here. I've been all on the back page. Looking at all
back
of 111. Yeah, I've been on back page. Work with me, Dre. I've been on back page. We got it squared away.
Let the white go back and listen to this show now.
You don't have to highlight it like that right there, man. Dre. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I put you on that black line.
Could I get an update, please? SVO and the white dude.
I don't think they ran that bread, but I know they were saying SVO made a hell of a shake down in Phoenix City, but I don't know if they ran that race or not.
Nah, they didn't run that race.
Whoa!
Oh, they hung around, didn't they?
Yeah, they ran. You know, they ran over LaGrange Super Ed Saturday. They got in a shootout over there. SVO.
SVO. How did they do?
What did they make? Semi-majority?
I think they went out the first round, Swan. I think they...
Yeah, they went out in the first round.
Yeah.
okay.
I know he had that man and Zabo was in LaGrange Saturday, Brett, man.
Yeah.
Well,
do y'all see what's going on with these particular cars that are so called high top tier cars? Why are they going to these tracks the way they're going? Do y'all see what's going on?
They going after that dollar. Some of them going after that dollar, and a lot of them looking for places to race. But they going after that dollar.
No, it's not about the dollar. It's not about the dollar. Honestly, it's not about the dollar.
Talk to me then. What you think it's about, Red?
I'm like Swine, Red. I think it's about the dollar and all about who's throwing the race to. Some of the people they know, they try to support them. You see what I'm saying? That's what I think. I think most of it's both of those, I think.
Well,
you know
I'm
what
just
you think,
well, I think that a lot of these top tier cars, and you know, think about why would you bring a car to a track you've never ran on or you've never, you know what I mean? You heard this about it, that about it. The reason I feel that they're going there is to basically build more friendship, you know what I mean, or get more data on how to run their car on a track that's not at its best. I mean,
I don't feel there's nothing wrong with that, though, Brett. Me, in my opinion, I'm nothing wrong with that.
It ain't anything wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just looking at a different picture. The only way to know how to get down a track that is not, you know what I mean, a Valdosta, Orlando, or Putnam County,
go to a bad track. Right.
You gotta go to those tracks and get information. You know what I mean? And that's what that is. And they get the more information they get, boom, they get to these tracks that, you know, have similar conditions. Guess what? They go down there. Boom. Go out there and put it to you, and that's what's going on. You know what I mean? I mean it's just my opinion. I would love to get those guys on and get their ideas, but it's just my opinion. You know what I mean? I don't know it all, but I would think that that's what, you know what I mean, it might be. But with that being said, everybody, let me find the Godfather on here, man, because this I need to holler at the Godfather this morning. I want to get his perspective on it. I seen him in here. Godfather, throw your hand up. I can't believe he won't even get on and say nothing to Bria this morning. I tell you what he at here. There we go. Pulling him out the woods for y'all. Hello. 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 Gotta get him out of here, y'all. That ain't sound good, did it? Oh.
Yeah, it's sound like he in the band with brother-in-law.
Hey, brother.
0329. 0329. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, dog. I just heard you open my mic. A piece of dog on another number. I tricked y'all last this morning.
Well, I don't know. Woo! So you need to check your home number, cause boy. Somebody over there is,
that
ain't sound good right there.
Yeah. We know one thing. If it's my house, we know what it is, man,
because
he don't like women.
Oh. Hey, dog, you ain't treating nobody, dog. That's the hall pillow number.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, if y'all want to know how to get out of a racetrack, I'm going to tell you. You got to doggone it. If you want it for free, you have to call Ernie. If you want to pay a couple of dollars for it, call Mo at Mo's Tea Shop. He said he had a hell of a time trying to. I didn't want to call no name, but he had a hell of a time trying to get out of track where you were at this weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
Drag me
ass. Yeah, what's up, Red Man?
Nothing much. How you doing this morning?
Man, I heard you over there. It's your birthday, man?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. You know, I got something for your birthday, then.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to get some free advice.
I'm going to give you some free advice.
Don't ever put 14 pounds in a
28-inch tie. I'm gonna give you free advice now. That's some free advice from an expert now. Since he wanted to run his mouth by them 14 pounds, I'm going to let him explain himself. Little Mo, what you doing? Come here, Mo.
I'm here.
All right, baby, that's about them 14 pounds.
What's up, Lamo? What car you talk to me. Come on with it. 14 pounds. Come on with it, Lamo.
14 pounds ain't going to do nothing but bounce off of it.
I mean, what if my car wore 3,400 pounds, Lil Mo?
That's what they make them knobs on them shocks for.
I hear you then. Well, I know Lil Mo mine.
Hey, you better look at Jack while he gets you some free advice, because you the charge for this shit.
I'm just saying. I mean, my car love 14 pounds. I got a G body. You know my car a little more, and I didn't have to adjust nothing. It love 14 pounds. I had, you know, with my little setup, I was 128, 126s. You know what I mean? And that was awesome for, you know, that setup I had. You seen it.
Right.
So, I mean, and it love 14 pounds. If I went any lower, that car get crazy on the beginning. And it did it. The lower I went in pressure, the higher the wheel stand it was. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going by, basically, that's why I just say, in my opinion, with my setup, but, you know, you start out one between 10 and 14 pounds. That's what I said, between 10 and 14. But, you know, different cars have different setups. Would you agree with that, Lil Mo?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, it all depends on your long sleeve, you know, how you're running your shocks. I mean, running that kind of damn air pressure, you know, you ain't going to be able to run no high long sleeve, because if you try to leave, you know, at a high RPM, air pressure makes the tire aggressive. And if you try and leave at a high RPM with 14 pounds of air in the tire, it's going to hoop the shit out of it, and then it's just going to bounce off of it. So you must be leaving at a relatively low RPM, or the converter is extremely tight.
Lamo, I'm gonna let you get off of here because I will be giving up too much information about how I run off, really.
Yeah. Hey, look here, baby man. I'm finna get off here too, cause he got in doing some work now. I don't want him distracted, you know. Cause once he get to talking, now sometimes you get him to, he won't stop talking. So if you want to holler at him one more time before you go, we got in doing some work right now. I can't get.
I want man really in here.
Uh oh. That's that. Y'all heard that from his mouth.
From the way he said it, I might bet with dog. The way he said it, now he come out aggressive with it.
Yeah. They've been throwing little hits at me. They've been throwing little hits. But now, when I got my butt whooped this week, then they come out the bushes with it now. So tell them if they want to run, any way they want to run it, I even come down to eat them any way they want to come. I'll be looking for their ass.
Alright.
And I'm sorry for talking, Bradman, I didn't really cuss on the show, but I had to say ass because I'm a little perturbed right now. Tim Beans, he pissed me off the wrong way. I might give him the back tie.
You ain't talking about business.
I'm going on mute now. I got work to do. I'm going on mute. Mandrea, hang in there, man. I love you, Mandrea. Hang in there.
I think I'm a bit with dog on that one, yeah. He talking to a bitch.
He's still on that medication from the hospital.
I like that. But I like that.
Mac, leave alone, Mac. Yeah, Mac, the man trying to get some work done. Well, hey, y'all.
Hey, Brad, man, I'm going on mute, Brad, man. Take not the host there because I got background noise. I got a new phone here on out of work. So just put me on mute, Brad, man. Mute me out.
All right, then. I got you. He out of here, y'all. Hey, I appreciate Lil Mo for getting on, but boy, Lil Mo, he rough. Lil Mo is rough. But listen, what he was saying is correct. Y'all did hear that there's different things with the, you know, different combinations for every car. But Smoke, you had something you wanted to ask. What was it, Smoke? What was your question?
Oh, no, doggone. We just messing around, doggone.
Oh, okay. Well, with that being said, if y'all have any other things that you I think I had a couple more announcements. Madrell, what's going on your race, your last race of the year, Madrell?
I forgot about it, Brett, because I had texted you. I really hadn't done my body yet. I got so many stuff going on, Brett, and I don't know exactly what I'm going to do.
November the 8th.
I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah, November the 8th, Brett. November the 8th, last set of race of the year. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do that day. I'm going to have everything rolled out, but whatever it is, it's going to be free money. So, I mean, all I can tell you is come and get free money. No interest fee, no nothing.
Last time I gave away
$2,500 on one class, and I gave out $1,000 on another class. Everything free. My class gonna be free. The whole thing gonna be free. So all I can tell you, get that and get the free check.
That sound good. I wanted to throw this out there. I had a couple texts in when we was talking about sponsorship. And I have a sponsor that actually, you know, texted me and said some of the things that they look forward to in, you know, grudge racers. And that's basically ones that act appropriately, you know what I mean, without all the profanity and acting a fool. This came from some very good sponsors that are listening in to the show right now. You know, and this is by the way, they did give us a little nugget that these are the times in which you want to get your quotes in on what you want to do for 2015. So that's the reason I came on this morning. I have some big things popping in 2015, and I wanted to try to not to put mine out there, but basically give y'all an opportunity. Got a lot of background noise. Give y'all an opportunity to get in on the festivities. And get y'all, you know, programmed together. I do appreciate. I was gonna go down and open up everybody's mic, but it's a loaded here today. And I appreciate the ones that did press one today and said something. And for the ones that didn't have the courage, I see one right here. I have to go. Y'all have to apologize to me. They got a new screen here, and it's hard. You got to click the pages over to see everybody's hand that's up. It don't just throw them right in the first queue here. I don't like this page right here. I don't like the way they got it set up. 803-8211. I apologize. I don't know how long you've been holding, but good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How can we help you?
More time, Mr. Bread Man. Happy birthday to you.
Man, I appreciate that truck drive. I apologize. I've been trying to flip around and make sure I didn't have any hands up, but I don't know if you was on the whole show to listen at what the keys were. I'm going to fill you in. One, the number one question was, how can we improve what can we change about the way we've been promoting races? And two is, what is your ambition when it comes to 2015? What are you going to change about your race and organization? With that being said, could you answer those questions for me?
Yeah, Brad, man, changing the promoter status, I don't think that's going to change. It's going to keep going the way it's going. You know, everybody can say what they're going to do to make it better, or sit down to the table and make it better. I don't think that's going to happen. 2015, I think I may sit back for a little while and just observe and be more quiet this year, next year, and see where it goes at.
Well, don't you have a car that you're supposed to be sponsoring for 2015, truck driver?
Yeah, but you can sponsor, but you can be quiet at the same time, too.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to put it out there. I didn't know. I'm going back to mute that truck driver. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. but I appreciate you coming in. I'm going to grab this next one, truck driver. You know I keep your mic open. You know what? You know the deal. You ain't no rookie around here. 224-6386. 6386. Good morning. How are
Redman.
You?
Redman. I'm good, brother. How about yourself? This is the Smooth Criminal out of Chicago. I just want to say happy birthday to you, big boy. You understand
man,
me? And just let you know that we're all thinking about you. So it's all good, man. I hope you enjoy your day and all that other good stuff.
Man, I appreciate you, Smooth. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Hey, Smooth, I want to ask you, are you guys going to try to make it down to, what, Ball and Race or the Mike Hill or you know, the Grudge Inc. one? Rockingham. I don't know why I didn't say Rockingham on the 15th.
Well, you know what? I wish I could, man. You know, I tried this truck too, man. I got to make some money, but this company I'm with now won't send me down south because, you know, they got issues. But I normally try to get to all the races, but I don't think I'll be able to get down to one of them. But I'm sure some of the guys from the shot, they'll be down there. You know, I'm sure somebody going to show up. Danye, one of them going to show up. You know what I'm saying? And go with the dude. We'll get the information like that or get it from you. You know, that's how we get
good.
It. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Get it.
That sounds good. Well, I appreciate you for keying in, and definitely appreciate the birthday shout-out. I look forward to continuing the fellowship with you the time that I'm going to be here. I do want to say, Smooth Criminal, I don't know if you was on the past shows, but the Monday after Bali race is going to be my last show. The Monday after Bali race. I did want to remind y'all that's going to be my last show. I have to take a break to focus on the things in which I'll tell y'all at the end of the show on what my ambition is for the upcoming year.
Right.
I apologize about that phone in the background. You know it's my birthday and my whole family just blowing me up. But anyway, I'll let y'all know. But Smooth Criminal, I appreciate you, man, and I keep trying to fill you in. And, you know, we're going to have other accesses to still fellowship. I just want, you know, every Monday be able to get on here and do the things. Not that I have a problem with what's going on. I love what I do. I love the company that, you know, sponsor this show. There's just no beef over here, honestly. But,
right.
You know, in order to move forward, you know what I mean, it's just hard to do it and do all of it at the same time. And I'm going into a different direction, you know. Not a different direction, the same direction all of us as Grudge Racers try to do, you know, get our cars done and program the way it needs to be. That's all. Just applying a little more time to it. But that's me in a whole. But I appreciate you got anything else you want to ask, Smooth Criminal, about to shut this thing down. If anybody else want to say something, y'all hit the one button.
Otherwise, hey, Brayman, I got a question.
Come on with it.
About the champ race this weekend, I got a question about that belt.
Hold on a minute. Truck driver, is that you with that background noise? Or is that you,
me.
Smooth Criminal? I still got your mic open, Smooth, but you can just go to mute.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead,
yes,
truck
sir.
Driver.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, truck driver.
The question I had is, he put a challenge out there with everybody with the back tie and all, and I understand it was a two-way punk out. Big Sexy didn't answer the call, but they went and negotiated another race, and then understanding that Corner didn't answer the second call. How do that belt situation stand, or how does it change anything in that situation?
Well, honestly, somebody got bad background noise. Let me try to find it. Honestly, that's not my department. You would have to get with the Godfather, in which he came on. He is busy right now, but that will be something definitely we can attack later this evening on his show. I really, I wouldn't be able to answer that. I feel like I would be messing up things to really answer that. What do you feel right now that how it need to be handled? What's your look at it?
I was just wondering because hey, if he put the situation, if he put the belt out there, you know, I feel the belt should have been changed hands. He said he was going to change hands. You know, he put the belt up for grabs. He didn't say nobody had to put in a special. He didn't put it out there specific that anybody had to put an extra $500 up there at the belt. He even wouldn't put the belt up.
I understand where you're going. I really, like I say, that's just something. That belt situation, honestly, all year long, it's been, you know what I mean, crazy situations with everybody's situation. What I definitely, as a company, hold on a minute, y'all. Let me flip up. One second. I'm trying to get up there. Let me find them. God damn, I went too far, y'all. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get you somebody here to answer your question, truck driver. Hold on one second. He said the Godfather, they opened his mic. I'm looking for him now. I went way on the back page to get Smooth Criminal in it.
This new thing.
Hey, Brandman, why are you trying to find the Godfather there? I want to tell everybody, if you run a 632 class, don't y'all slip, because I'm going to tell you, Smoke is doing his thing. I got to give him big shout-outs down there to the boys. The boys is doing their thing in that 632 class, so if anybody running that 632, don't slip, because I'm telling you, Smoke is going to be right there. I'm so proud of him. The boys put on a good show this weekend.
Hello?
And I'm suing right now because I think I got it wrong. I can't.
Yeah.
Dog, hit the one button. I can't even find them now.
Yeah, they changed that board, man. It ain't the same.
There we go. No, man, this board messing me up big time. There we go.
Yeah. How you doing, Brett, man? You got me back on?
Yes, sir. I found you.
Yeah, okay. I think that was Mr. Chippy. Hey, congratulations, Smoke. You're doing this thing there. You see that?
Yes, we here. Hello? Come on with it.
Yeah, now truck driver asked a good question, but truck driver ain't the brightest. You know, he's a truck driver. Brightest doggone thing in the bowl. If he had really been paying attention, he know they said if a top sportsman car, the belt couldn't change hands no way because Big Six is a back half car, so the belt wouldn't even be in play.
Okay. I was just asking the question. I thought the belt was up.
I just told you. If it was a top sportsman car.
Okay.
But I thought. See, that's what. If everybody been listening, that's what they were saying. You know, at first he was the corner them was out. They was misunderstood also, so we got him to straighten it. And he started telling everybody it had to be a top sportsman car. The only way you get a top sportsman belt is you got to have a top sportsman car. You can't use a back car, promo car, and all that. You know, you back and out run them in either one of them classes, but it's got to be a top sportsman car.
All right. That was my question, though. I just wanted to
know. Okay. All right, Brandman, mute me back out, Brandman. Mute me back out because I got noise. Mute me back out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you coming on. Let me get this next one, 708-6369. Good morning.
Brandman.
Top Flight Security.
What's going down, Breadman? Dog, all y'all. How's everybody doing? I come in. Hey, Breadman, you know you was going to get this call, man.
You know what? I know. Hey, I appreciate it. Uncle Larry, y'all. This is Uncle Larry, Top Flight Security.
What's happening, Larry?
Hey, how you doing?
That's okay,
yeah.
There, Larry.
Yeah, I had to call in, Breadman. You know, I had to call in, Breadman, to do what I do, Breadman. I kind of fell off the square a little bit, Breadman. I had a lot of things that I had to try to put in order, you know. But
right.
But the love and stuff for the game and for the brothers that's involved into the game, it still goes on. That goes on. But you know, every now and then, sometimes with the imperfections that we have in life, we have to take a pause for the cause, you know, and. I done said that, you know, I'm thanking the good man above for everything that he's done for me, and I'm back doing just what I always have done, Breadman. So I had to, you know, get in here and get a call so I could speak to you and all the rest of the guys that's in here on your program and just let all y'all know God is in the blessing business, man, and, you know, everything that's going, everything seems to be going pretty good, you know, and I'm just glad to be a part of it, glad to be here to see it.
Yes, sir, that's what's up, yeah, definitely. Hey, I want to thank you for, you know, all your support all year long, and hopefully upcoming, you definitely a great motivation to me, Uncle Larry. Today is a special day for me, and, you know, I'm going to continue to keep you on my motivational list, you know what I mean? We all need somebody to talk to and be there for each other, and you definitely one of them guys that I enjoy speaking with and hearing your voice as well. So tell everybody, I know you got the crew on with you, that Northern crew. Are you by yourself?
Yeah, I got everybody with me. I just got back in town, Brent, man. I took my grandbaby on a fishing trip. We come back here, we caught 4.5 coolers of crappie. So, you know, we spent days up there. We got 4.5 coolers, and we didn't come back here now. So it's time to clean some fish and have a fish fry with the family and get on the radio and then still spread the grease like I've been trying to do all the time, you know. So other than that, that's about it, Brent, man. And I appreciate you letting me come in your program and speak to everybody and getting a chance to fellowship with you once again, because, like I told you, it's blessings being stored every day. Anytime we get a chance to speak at each other or see each other or hear from each other, anything of that nature, we know that God is in a blessing business, no doubt about it.
That'll work.
You know?
Hey, do me a favor, though. Do me a favor. You see it crappy. Filet those crappy and those little red spots in the crappy, cut those out. I just got some, and I don't know what that stuff is in it, but they little worms.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to text you that information that, you know, show you what's going on with it. But definitely check it out. You got a lot of it. You got a lot of cutting to do, but just check them out and check those little spots out in the meat. So,
they're running
in the crappy right now. They're running in the crappy right now, though.
Yeah, during the warm part of the season, you know, that's just like with the rabbit. During the warm part of the season, they get that. But when it gets cold, see, I've been up in Wisconsin, down there by Minnesota, and it's cool up there. It's real cool.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's my reason for doing that. You know, that's also the reason why I do not fish by no lakes or anything that has farm growth around it, because they spread with the insecticides, and that causes
right.
a lot of problems, too. I only fish in the river, you know, so... Most of the time I get them out the river, I haven't seen any. I've been checking on them all the time, you know, but I appreciate you telling me that, and I will do the same thing anyway.
You know what you're doing then. I just want to throw that out there. You know,
okay.
I'm a man of jack of all trades, master of none, so.
Then we're in the same category.
Yes, sir, but I appreciate you.
Okay, but I'm going back on mute, man. I just had my chance to come and speak to you and Kid and Dog and all y'all, man. Want y'all to know I'm still around, and I look forward to seeing y'all this weekend down at Halloween. Yes, sir. I can't wait to get down there. It's going to be real good.
That sound good. We'll talk to you. Top Flight Security. Take care, Larry. Yes, sir. Let me go to this next line here. 678-9053. Good morning.
What's up there, Bread Man? What's up there, Bread Man? I didn't get a chance to get on there until a little bit late, but usually I always enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Just wanted to speak some words to you, man.
All righty. Well, y'all, I want to wish a happy anniversary, even though today is my anniversary as well, not marriage, but birthday. I want to wish a happy anniversary to Mr. Terry Clark. For those of y'all don't know who he is, that is one of the big-time members of Team SVO. He has, I believe, is 18 years strong. Happy anniversary, brother. I hope you have many more. With that being said, by the way, I want to wish Desiree Kelly a happy birthday as well. And and somebody else I'm missing. Birthday around this time. I think that's it right now. But I got all the shout outs. I believe I needed to get out, and we're going to go ahead and shut this thing down because I'm going to get this party started here. And,
hello, Brad. I'm still waiting on the Brad. I'm waiting on you now.
I got you covered. I'm going to let it. I'm finna everybody to say what they want to say. I want to get final thoughts out. And then before I get an inspirational vitamin, let me go on stroll up with the mics that's open. Hold on. Let me get back to my other pages. Oh, make sure I got those numbers right there. Good Lord. I see these numbers right here. Make sure they. Oh, yeah. I got those. Hey, yeah, boy, this thing here really messed you up. We're going up to you, truck driver. You got final thoughts. Final thoughts, truck driver.
Yeah, good show, Red Man. Enjoy your birthday today.
That's it. Appreciate it, dude.
Yes, sir.
All right. 863-4142. You up next.
863-4142. Yeah, go ahead and enjoy your day.
You hear me?
I appreciate it.
All right, then. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in, wishing me a happy birthday. Mr. Tip, you next.
How old are you? Be blessed, my brother.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you, Mr. Tip. And go to you. 7115. Kid, talk to me.
Well, all right, Brad, man. Want to say a happy birthday. You have a blessed day. And the show was good, man, like always.
Hey, I appreciate that. Appreciate that a million, kid. And my last but not least, the morning show. The morning show. Come on with it. The morning show.
All right. Good show, Brad. That's why. Good show.
Brad and Kenny, good show. Good show. Enjoy your birthday today.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your day, Brad. Enjoy your day, bro.
Okey-doke. That's it over there. Y'all let me know. I'm getting out of here then. Let me go ahead and say this inspirational vitamin. Wait, before I say the inspirational vitamin, my thoughts on what this year is going to consist of. Bread Man is getting ready to go into bodybuilding. This is definitely something I think that I've been wanting to do. I've been working out for a while, and I think it could be lucrative for me. And I'm getting ready to do that. And also, I'm getting ready to partake of a grudge racing still and go in that direction. Thank you, Mom. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm getting gifts right now. but I'm getting ready to go in that venue as well. My ambition for racing 2015 is basically make at least 4 big grudge races and a couple, maybe about 4 632 Outlaw. That is my angle. For 2015, I do have a couple sponsors, definitely still. One of the major ones is still Copy Car Nitrous, and, we're still kicking it, and some other ones that, I'll name at a later date. With that being said, we still doing what we do. And with that being said, man, I look forward to the individuals that I speak with on a daily basis. I want to thank y'all for keeping me motivated to stay on my grind and do what I do. And y'all know who you are. I'm speaking to the morning show. So with that being said, let me get to the inspirational vitamin at hand. God knew there would be unfair situations. God already arranged and came back for every setback, vindication for every wrong, and new beginning for every disappointment. So don't let worries bring you down. Let God help put peace in your heart. And with that being said, y'all know that with all of our setbacks that we may have, there's always a comeback. And I just look to continue to do that for 2015. I am looking for my my spiritual song right now. I'm trying to prolong. For some reason, I can't find it. I don't know what it is. The Godfather on this new page, because this isn't right here. I can't go into the things I need to go to. Well, with that being said, I want to thank y'all. I can't find it, y'all, for some reason. Woo! Boy, this is this new page is rough, y'all. There we go, y'all. Hold. Let me go ahead and get it for the ones that's left on here. The one and only Breadman One Time Show. Thank y'all for celebrating my birthday and the fellowship that we have. I would like to continue that. Thank y'all. Peace.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.